With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The Santa Cruz City Council approved a five-year roadmap for Westcliff Drive this week. The plan prioritizes five projects. They include relocating part of a road near the lighthouse and creating a local coastal change monitoring network. Santa Cruz historian and surfer Kim Stoner talked about the need to address erosion in the sea caves near the lighthouse during public comment.
The five items they had listed as being primary, that wasn't one of them. It's on their burner, but I wanted to make sure that they were aware of it.
But overall, he says things are moving in the right direction.
I'm just happy that the five-year plan has passed.
Individual projects in the plan will still need city council approval, but the adoption of the five-year roadmap is a green light for addressing the current and future effects of erosion and sea level rise on the iconic Santa Cruz Road. The California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection is working to finalize wildfire prevention regulations this year, and they're seeking public input. The incoming regulations would require 5 feet of clear space around some properties. Cato Hernandez from our partner LAist has more.
The proposed regulations are known as Zone Zero. In it, homeowners must keep the first 5 feet of the property clear, with some exceptions. Trees of a certain height could stay, but not wood mulch or trellises. And even some potted plants and gardens could be moved out of the way. Once finalized, it would apply to buildings on state land and ones in locally controlled areas prone to fires. The committee is looking for public input, with meetings scheduled for April and May. For LAist, I'm Cato Hernandez.
This is KAZU. I'm Dylan Music.
With KEZU, I'm Lisa Ledeen. Starburst by Jesse Montgomery is one of the pieces planned for this year's Carmel Bach Festival. And like a starburst, Greta Peterson, the artistic director and conductor, is changing the direction of the festival with a splash of vibrant programming and adventurous themes. During a visit to Carmel from her native Norway, we talked about what to expect this summer. Greta, your programming is so imaginative, so refreshing. We started out with beginnings the first year you were here, then passions. What is it this year?
This year it will be dialogues. So a dialogue now, I was thinking a lot about composers talking to each other. This, like Bach can talk to Jesse Montgomery, right? Which Jesse Montgomery is one of the most interesting composers living now, I think. And let her talk with Bach. And we will have the Art of the Fugue going through the whole festival. Like, you take a theme, and then someone else take the same theme, and you start this conversation. So it's a kind of ultimate dialogue musically. You know, you can think of East-West, heaven, earth, it's so many different, and or the inner dialogues we all have going.
So you're really talking contrasts, conversations, you're exploring themes, and it all comes back to Bach?
Yeah. He's the center.
So you open the door to a kind of a fantasy world with Mendelssohn?
Maybe everything is a dream, but let's be sure it's a nice dream, with what we are living, you know. So we start with Mendelssohn's Overture to Meet Some Nice Dream, which he wrote when he was 17, I think. He was very young, and it's such an inspired piece, full of energy and sparkling joy. And then we end with the Mozart Jupiter Symphony, Going to Heaven.
Nature and heaven and everything in between. I'm going in a slightly different direction, but I find it very interesting that you were a professional soccer player and you could have chosen a career as an athlete, but you didn't.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It was a very conscious choice. In sport, it's about winning, right? It's to be the first, the best. Through sports, I feel that music is not about being best. It's not about winning. It's about sharing. It's about connection, the community, the communion.
You don't use a baton. You use your hands to so expressively to lead the orchestra and the voices. Is that a choice for a reason?
I've been back and forth. I start with the baton and I take it away. I don't know, I feel it's easier to communicate. And then I have both my hands, I can open, I can close them, I can use them, yeah.
In performance, I feel that you are circulating this kind of enthusiasm not only with the performers but with the audience, and that there is a wholeness within Sunset Center when you are conducting. The flow, the energy is just really exciting.
What's most special is that just if we can create the feeling that the pieces are played for the first time or it's a new event. And if you think of children who just suddenly hear something.
Just open, receptive.
Yeah.
From Starburst to Jupiter to the sparkles in the starry night of A Midsummer Night's Dream, dialogue and even astronomical points of interest can be detected in Greta Peterson's creative conception of this summer's 88th season of the Carmel Bach Festival. This 15-day event takes place in July at various venues around Carmel. With KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen.
Thank you for that, Lisa. And the Carmel Bach Festival is one of KAZU's many local underwriters.